Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. And today being Wednesday is Dear Bumi. You should thank your stars. I was contemplating doing something else in view of the latest development here. And then, of course, my guest, she got caught up in the usual Lagos traffic. But she's here. Excuse me. You know, I announced this. Correct me. I said you were in Obi House. Is that right?
No. I started out in Obi House, but I ended up in Obong House.
Was there an Obong House in Queen's College?
It was created while I was there. I think I was in Form 2 or Form 3 when Obong House was created.
How is Queen's College these days, anyway?
Oh, wow. Not very good news coming out from there.
Really?
Yeah. Something just happened. I think it was yesterday.
What happened?
A 10-year-old. She lost her life yesterday in the school.
To what?
Well, nobody's really sure at this point.
Yeah.
Because they said she was taken to the sea. She was vomiting and stooling.
I thought that issue had been solved.
Wow. It's supposed to have been solved. Maybe this is a COVID. I don't know. Really, I don't have any idea. The information we have up till now is just that she was taken to the sick bay and she was put on oxygen, you know, and somehow she passed. Right. And she's just been in the boarding house for 10 days.
You know, those of us who didn't go to either King's College or Queen's College, but we still see it as a flagship of our generation. I don't think it's any more like that these days, more so with the myriad of private schools and things that we have.
I think
it used to be the foremost. I mean, I like to admit that.
Absolutely.
I knew you would say that.
Absolutely.
I have Uche Onyamene. Did I get Onyamene?
Ayamene.
Yes. You don't want to talk about the price of gas, do you?
We'll come to that because this morning, I mean...
How much is gas now?
Right now, as we speak, a 12.5 kilogram of gas is selling for 8,500 naira.
Oh, it's gone down.
8,500.
It went to 10.
Oh, no, not in Lagos. In other parts of Nigeria, it went to 10.
Okay.
But in Lagos, well, maybe because most of the depots are in Lagos. The price still is a little bit better, you know, because we don't factor in the cost of transportation to other parts of Nigeria. Right. So it was 7,005 last week, you know, but as I speak, it's 8,500 and rising,
what?
Rising.
What?
And
what?
Rising.
What is
Jimmy,
going
I can tell
on?
You for free. And
what
rising.
Is going on? You're excited because you...
No way.
You
no,
guys
no
who sell
way.
The gas are making
no,
the money.
No, it's not right. Because even this morning... I was sent a message that the price, the ex-depot price is 11.5 million. So I'm going to have to be looking for more money, you know, to
How
to
much
buy.
Was it before?
Last week it was 11 million.
So now it's 11.5.
Correct.
That's how many, I mean, how, is it cubic?
No, metric tons.
Metric tons.
Correct. Okay. It's bad news. And it's going up. I mean, hey, it's not a Nigerian thing.
Why are you so excited that it's
I'm not excited about it. It's a reality. Because I've grieved over it and I'm not grieving anymore.
You are not grieving. You are the one who sells it.
No. No, Jimmy,
Have your sales gone down?
No, it's gone down. Because nobody will buy. Hey, people come in and they buy. Oh, gracious. I'll tell you what
I haven't bought gas for you.
Somebody will come in with a 50 kg capacity cylinder. And put 5 kg inside. Deal with that. Because he cannot afford to fill 50 kg. So it's a big deal.
So you have a choice now. I can say, Uche, well, just give me like 2.5 of gas.
Correct. Oh. Absolutely. The cheapest you can get gas, absolutely. But the cheapest now, as I speak, is 1,005. And that's just for 2 kg. 1, 2, 2.
2 kg would fry egg dodo. But it won't cook beans.
Oh my God. You shouldn't even be thinking about cooking beans on gas just right now. Anyways, it's what it is. No, but hey, remember Joe Bow says it's going to be a winter of discontent. So it's just a Nigerian thing, is it?
So what kind of percentage are you looking at drop in sales? Just average.
Average,
is it up to 50%?
No, it's not up to 50%, but maybe about 20-25%.
I haven't bought gas lately.
Because people wouldn't do 12.5. They probably come and say, give me 8, give me 7, give me 6, and they're just managing.
So the minimum you can buy is 1.5. Well,
that's 1,500 naira. That's 2 kg, two.
But you can put it in the big cylinder.
Absolutely. Yes. But it doesn't make any sense, though, because, I mean, when that, the cylinder is that big, like 50 kg, you don't have that much pressure for the gas to burn as it should burn. But if you put in a 12.5, yeah, it probably work for you. How could you? You sigh.
Let's get down to Diabumi.
Yeah, okay.
You've done this one, so I don't need to run you through it.
Which was that? Okay.
Diabumi.
Yeah, you've done it before. Yes, absolutely. Yes. Yeah,
Say hello to your constituency.
Okay. So, how
do
you go?
Is it Florida? No, it's the boys that do the Florida.
No, it's the boys. It's King's College.
What do you Queen's College say?
Oh, wow. We don't have any say like that, really.
Nothing. Is it, you have something flying the flag or some?
Oh, pass on the torch.
Pass on the torch. Yes, pass on the torch.
Okay. Jimmy, you must be a QC boy.
I'm a QC boy. You know, what happened was, I tell you how that came about.
Okay.
I had, when I was running this program on Classic FM.
Right.
I had some interaction with the president at that time. What's her name?
Okay, Sylvia.
No, the Sylvia. Lady in Abuja.
Ifueko.
Ifueko.
Okay, Senior Ifueko. Yeah, she used to be, anyways. Yeah.
And for some reason, my name just got added to the list. So I kept getting all the WhatsApp messages.
Wow.
I said, okay. And then, of course, you know, I was with you guys during the crisis.
Right.
Way back then. I stood by you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You. Yeah. You did.
But things are not easy.
Anyways.
Calm down. I have submissions here from Ima Bong. I have from Doyi. I have from Labo. I have from Lakwe. In Kichi, as if I must have a boyfriend, that's a question for her to answer. Janet here says, is he always, why is he always texting in the toilet? Let's start with that one.
Okay, sounds interesting, isn't it?
Janet says that, I currently live with my boyfriend of 10 months. That means they've been dating for 10 months.
Okay.
And I never thought he would cheat on me. What is that? Okay, let me start.
No, Jimmy, please just read it through.
Wait
so that.
Now. Cool down.
I'm cool.
Cool down.
Okay, I'm cool.
Do you? Because the way you looked when I read it, it is like, oh, what did she think? That so? Do you generally think that the average man would always cheat on you? Is that the way it works?
I'm on this one.
I told you.
We
think that the average woman will cheat on you these days anyway. Yes, I mean, I'm not going to go to a family meeting because of somebody's cheating on the other person. I find something else to do in my time. It's so commonplace.
It's like,
now.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so let's see what Janet says. But you wouldn't cheat on anybody, would you?
Oh, wow. I tell you what it is.
You wouldn't cheat on
me. No, I won't.
So that's just the answer we want.
Okay, thank you.
Why did I have to ask that 2 times, Sherif?
Ask me two times.
Eh? Over, don't get it. I currently live with my boyfriend of 10 months, and I never thought he would cheat on me. I know we love each other deeply, but he recently came back from a 3-week course. Is your phone with you, please?
Yeah, it's in my bag.
I'll give your bag to Philip. He won't read it. So he won't open it.
Okay, not a problem.
Let's keep it away. There you go. Right. I know we love each other deeply, but he recently came back from a 3-week course where he said he got friendly with a female delegate from another company. I thought nothing of this, but one night I saw him in the toilet sending a text. This is a good time of a text. He flushed the toilet to distract me. And when I looked at his mobile when he was having a bath, I saw he just sent a suggestive text to this woman. Why did the man lock his phone?
In any case, why is she looking at his phone?
But why
you're
did
asking
the guy
for trouble?
Why did the guy also lock his phone? But why you're smart now?
Why are you calling me now? I'm not in that.
Is that category?
Yeah, that. Okay. And he said, yeah, sent us a definite. When I confronted him, he swore nothing happened between them. He's even keen on going ahead with our wedding plans. I feel as if I can never trust him again. This one, this one, it just wake.
Interesting.
I know. This is my brother. I mean, I don't encourage cheating in any form, but I think that the reality is that there's a lot of that going around. Might not necessarily, there'll be a lot of teasing and flirting with words and so on.
Okay.
Yes, but like you rightly said, you shouldn't be looking at your partners.
No.
For your peace of mind and everything.
No. You don't need to.
You don't need to.
You know, you don't need to. But the like you rightly said, the theory is one thing, the practice is another thing.
Mm.
In reality.
Mm.
Mm. Now again, maybe I should say. What would a woman classify as cheating? What would I classify as cheating? Yeah? Mm. Am I saying that if my man appreciates another woman, that's
would that
cheating?
Be cheating?
Or maybe he gets into conversation with her, you know, and, you know, expresses his appreciation of her, in quote.
Mm.
Would that be cheating? Or would it then, or would my definition of cheating then be if he's gone the whole hog, and he gets into?
My classification of cheating is that if he's gone the whole hog with his mind,
right,
is as good as done. What is left is a proper venue for the act to take place.
Mm.
So once it occurs, and that's why it occurs to everybody. I mean, once it occurs to the man, I say, "Kai, you know, it was the way men get excited, like, "Kai!" And sometimes you can bite his teeth.
How could you? Are we talking from experience?
No, I know. I'm an old man now. I know the way it works.
No, back then, you know.
Men, I think that's the way men are wired generally.
Okay.
You know, a lady walks in or is sitting down, and whilst the lady walks in, you are distracted. Sheriff is showing you something, and you look up and say, "Ah!" But after that, discipline then comes in.
Right.
You know, yes. And because if you stop and think before you act, it might not be worth it.
Mm-hmm.
The common one, of course, is that some people are well packaged, but there's nothing there.
Mm. Mm.
Depending on what, you know, some people are well packaged. Some people are well packaged, but there's trouble at the end of the, trouble right behind. And these things you can detect very quickly if you are smart at this. Okay, you can, like Yorubas would say, "Ledefi lama wobe." You can put on the cap of "don't look there."
Look there. Yeah, it's just
Yeah,
possible,
I
had isn't it?
It's experience. Like,
Ah, Sharif, is that the filler that you have put on?
It's a proverb. I'm saying yes to.
No,
yeah, but hey, this excuse how, me, you might have decided that that's what you
how
have.
This is how it started at 7:30 in the morning when the GM was talking about it. Said he put A. But we understand these things.
Yeah. So
what do we then tell this lady?
She says she feels she cannot this trust
Janet,
him anymore.
Yes. Mm. Well, she shouldn't think of going to another man because all men.
Oh yeah, absolutely. What she probably has to do is to, like they say, be calming down.
But is it true? Is it true that the more dangerous ones are the ones who put on the toga of this religious whatever?
Oh my word! No.
Is that true?
No, I wouldn't say that.
I can tell you from experience, it is.
Uncle Jimmy.
Yes, so.
No, I beg to disagree. I beg to disagree.
How many men do you know? If you know more men than I know,
Okay. Hey.
What is the experience you have had with men? How many men can we quickly pick up our phone and call that you have had experience with? Let's get a reference.
No. Let's not go that way. What it is this.
What it is.
Yeah. But the lady shouldn't just get herself all worked up for nothing.
No, it's not worth it. Okay. Yeah. This one that says must have, I think I've seen it before. I don't think I'll need to. Mm. But let's go to Lakwe.
Mm.
By the way, our lines are open. 0700 993 993 993. And the female line 0146. it's not working. The female line is not working, so you have to struggle with the men too. Do I have any caller, by the way? Not yet. Okay, so they're still trying to gather momentum. Okay. This is Labo. Labo is a single mother. She says, I'm a single mother with a partner that is highly unreliable. In spite of having a young daughter, we don't see him for days on end. He doesn't phone to see if we are all right, though a lot of his friends see and hear from him regularly. I haven't seen him for close to 2 months now. And when he eventually answered my call, he said I should stop pestering him. Am I crazy for expecting him to keep in touch? Do I assume that he has this child
for the guy? The partner? Like, you know, I think so. That would be a proper assumption.
What do you think? What
she
do you think?
She should wake up and smell the coffee. Mm. What's wrong with her? She's just being silly.
What is the coffee? What is the coffee telling us?
I mean, hey, you say she admitted that she's a single mother.
Yes, now.
Okay, and we're assuming.
Yes.
I think the assumption would be probably right that this is the guy that she had daughter for.
Yes.
Okay. So, I mean, hey, you had a relationship with this person and it culminated in you having a daughter.
Yes.
And you've come to the realization that, hey, this relationship isn't going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you expecting from the guy anyway? You said from the beginning that I'm a single mother. Hey, I'm here to take care of my daughter, isn't it? So why should she be troubled, you know, that the guy isn't,
So what does the smell of the coffee tell you?
It tells me that
the guy is no longer interested.
He has long moved on. You know.
So what should she do? Should she move on with him?
Should she move on with her life?
With her life.
That's just what it is.
Oh, okay. What about the upkeep of the child? How does she sort that out?
Interesting question.
Why?
Interesting question. Could you mean I can tell you? Okay, well, now I can tell you from a female's perspective, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
When you have a child, a son, a daughter, as a single mother, in quote, I mean, I assume that from the beginning of the relationship, the guy may declare that, hey, this isn't going anywhere, you know. And you
or rather, you didn't discuss it.
Could it be that you
don't? This child could be an accident, really.
Uh-huh. And in any case, you know, women, we assume a lot, too much assumptions. You know, she would just have been better off calling the guy that, hey, guy, where is this heading to? In any case, whether it was an accident or whatever it was, she had the baby, she had the child. And she decided to keep the child. And so from what she has written there, I imagine that the guy had told her that upfront that, hey, I'm not going to be, you know, available, in quotes. So her decision to keep the child, you know, that would have triggered off in her mind that, hey, I'm going to be responsible for this child. And if the guy isn't doing any upkeep, hey, I don't know. You're just better off, like, squaring up to your responsibility and doing the very best that you can for your daughter. Don't depend on another person.
Yeah, but you know, apart from the monetary side of things, it'd be nice for the girl to have a father she can look up to.
What?
I mean, yes, I'm a very strong advocate of parental responsibility. If you don't want to marry the woman again, fair enough. I have no problem with that.
Okay.
But you need to have a conversation as to how you're going to raise that child. So if you're not going to be there, okay, then you need to have a conversation and something tidy. If it's just once a month that you'll come to fulfill your righteousness, so be it. Then we know that once a month we see you. But we allow men get away with too much.
It's allowing men to get away with it.
Okay, I don't want to get away with this. Okay. I have to go on a break because this machine springs up on you.
Okay.
We'll take a short break. When we come back, I'll continue with Uche and we'll also take your calls. So don't go away. Okay, let's take this one. This one says, I wish he were lots younger. And this is by Kemi.
Okay.
This is my, could this be the anti-chemist that it's not her? Because
you know something that we don't know.
No, we don't. We know between Philip and I, we don't want her to come, so we don't know whether she's one. But this, she says she's in her mid. I'm in my mid twenties. Auntie Kemi is not in her mid twenties. I wouldn't be called her auntie. It's in mid twenties, and have known my current partner for over 3 years. He is in his late 40s and a widower. He is bald and certainly looks his age. My friends say I can do better than what I've got. I really care for him. He's been very supportive financially.
There you go.
But there were times I look at him and wish he were 20 years younger. You can't eat your cake and
no,
have
absolutely
it.
Not. Absolutely, you can't eat your cake and have it.
But it's not too bad.
I tell you what, though, Uncle Jimmy, there are some women that do have, eat their cake and have it, isn't it?
Everybody, there's always somebody who wants to eat their cake and have
it. Yes.
But any man that wants to eat his cake and have it with you. But there's nothing really bad. I mean, the age gap is not too bad.
She's somewhere in her 20s.
She's in her mid-20s, and the guy is in his 40s. I mean, that's not too
bad. That's like 20 years?
Yeah, 20 years. Now, these days, the gap. And what no, I do find I, is, I do get a lot of this from younger people who say that most of them even prefer to date older guys. I said, so what's the problem with the younger guys? And they said the younger guys treat them badly. They're always monitoring them. Where are you? Do a video call.
They're hot. Their blood is
but,
hot.
But not just that. After doing all that, then they are gallivanting
all over
the
place. Yeah, because they always feel that it's a man's world, isn't it?
That again, most young ladies today, even those who are married, some of them, they have to make sure that they keep their underwear and things away from sight because you don't know what your boyfriend is doing. Mm-hmm. You don't know. Some of the cases we hear, look at the one, the deputy governor's son, God bless the lady, she's passed on now. Yes. It was her boyfriend, an engineer, you know.
Absolutely.
And you do have these cases of, a man takes woman's this and that, mother, so many things to go by. So they feel safer with established older guys. This one, you see, in life, I believe you must make up your mind what you
want. What you want, absolutely.
I don't think they are, let's take if somebody is in her 50s, it's not wrong dating a man who is in his 70s. It's not too bad.
But what it is this.
Why didn't you ask me why I use 50s as an example?
Okay, I want to hear it.
No, it's too late. You didn't ask.
You can still say it. Everybody ask.
Is there anything wrong? I think each to his own, Uche.
Each to his own, I agree. But for you see this woman, I'm reading between the lines.
And she said the guy is supporting it.
He's supporting his fine. I mean, he's supporting her financially. So that's the key. But maybe, not even maybe, she's looking, like we said in the beginning, she wants to have her cake and eat it. But she's looking for maybe somebody who is a... how do I say, better looking. She says, because she says the guy is balding or something.
Yeah.
But hey, it don't work like that. It's either you want to, you know, keep this guy who you have said is financially supportive to you.
And he's available, he's a widower.
Exactly.
The poor guy.
And he takes care of her. He says he's taking care of me.
The poor guy, he doesn't know what's going on.
Yes, he doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't even know what's going on in her mind, though.
Women, man,
we don't go there.
After he don't collect all the money, finish because this is again.
Maybe in the beginning she was desperate. How do you say it?
So can we assume that this woman will most likely cheat on the guy anyway? Because she has her eyes to the right and her eyes to the left. She's like the footballer, a little to the right and a little to the left. So what would you advise this lady in her mid-20s? Is it to go after a future husband or go after the money?
And Jimmy, just like you rightly said, You know, you must be clear what you want.
You if see, you, but Uche, is, you yeah. see, you see the dilemma we are in now.
Right.
If I'd asked you this question in the '60s and the '70s, when things were quite normal.
Of course, I'll straight away I'll say,
hey,
please go look for your
but
husband.
But the reality that we have now.
That is it. That
this is
it.
What poverty does to a nation.
That is it.
This is what poverty does to a nation. When it was a taboo, when we were all in school, A-levels and whatever, you would have, I remember those days when we were in A-levels, you'd have a boyfriend in UI or Unilag or IFE, or medical school and so on and so forth.
Yes. Yeah.
The people I hated when we were in school were the pilots. Do you know why?
There's
one pilot
listening to me now. I'm collecting your girlfriend.
There's one pilot listening to me now. He will be playing.
They're just moving in and out there. They should not call his name.
I should not call his name. He'll be telling the person sitting next to him now. This Jimmy is crazy. I hope he doesn't mention that name. What is all this?
Yes. Maybe he was one of the bulls.
He run to the toilet and come back. I won't mention this. But what happened when we were in school is like we would do you both go through from 1 to form 5.
Okay.
When you get to form 5, you have to go and do A-levels. The pilot goes to pilot school.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes in less than 18 months, he's back as a pilot driving the swankest sports car. Yeah. He has to wear his school uniform.
I you're talking from experience.
Yes, now.
It didn't pay you.
It didn't pay
you.
That one is not listening.
Yeah.
There was one who was in the same class. Yeah. Before he went to pilot school, I was still trying to struggle to get into A-level. Then he came back. I think he came back from England with a Celica.
Oh, wow.
Sky, there's a guy called Sky listening. Maybe he can text me the car that our friend was using. Okay, so
very sleek.
Very sleek.
Right.
God, guess what?
And then,
he paid me.
He chased your girlfriend.
I will confess. I was still eyeing.
Oh, wow.
He just
pushed you by the side. In fact, you didn't have a chance.
I fought Yakata like the fall of Black Friday.
You didn't have a chance. You didn't have a chance.
What made it more painful is that by the time you get, you see, when you now get to, when you finish in uni.
Right.
When the doctors finish, they go and do what they call houseman then.
Okay, yeah.
And in houseman, you could get a car loan.
If I
remember my friend's brother then, Dada, he bought them. He just finished in Idiaraba here.
Yeah.
And he brought a 929 Mazda.
Oh, wow.
It was a, I remember the car was tomato red.
Ah.
And the this thing interior, cream interior.
Ah.
Egbani. And in those days, not all cars were air conditioned.
Okay. And
this one had a sizzling. So every time we had something to do, we carry the car. We have been giving injections. We need the car. Okay. The choice is hers, really. Either you follow the money.
Yeah. Likely she'll stick with the guy. But like you rightly said, she'll cheat on him. That's just what it is.
Don't you women all do?
Okay, please, that's generalization.
I was talking to myself. I was talking to myself.
I
wasn't referring to you. I was talking to
myself. No, it can't even be me. It can't be me.
You're a hard nut.
Oh, wow.
You should watch us on YouTube. We're on YouTube and Facebook Live. You need to run there now and see who I'm talking to. Do we have a caller? Yes, okay. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Yeah, good morning, sir. Uncle Jimmy.
Are you a pilot?
No, sir.
So I was going to switch off this line, but go on.
No, I'm a land pilot, though, not the one that fly on the air.
It's going to be your car that we talk with. Come on, Jerry.
It's
a land pilot.
Morning.
He said hello to you, Uche.
I told you the other day that it's Ghana that I'm going to. Where you say Ghana women are so strong, right?
Don't go to Ghana.
I hear the story about what is going on with Nigerian ladies. Like mommy said, the younger ones these days.
Which mommy? Who is mommy?
Omayamilenu.
My friend, that's how you people start.
They just
start by calling
her
mommy.
Can you imagine?
Okay.
Look at Papa calling you, mommy.
I mean, please tell him, tell the guy.
So for the widowers, I want them to be patient a bit. Don't jump into that then. For women, yes. Okay, they can jump in and jump out. For men, please just take your time. Don't rush. I mean, you know, my own is 8 years now.
Yes.
And I decided to look like.
Are you ready now? Are you ready?
No, Ghana had a go now. You and Buavimo will help me.
So, yeah. Look, good. You know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to do? Don't go to Gab. Don't go to Ghana. I will put a call through to Comrade Akman. He will take you to Gabon.
No, I don't. I want it bad. You know where Shimole money from?
No, I bet. Like, you don't get that kind of money. You'll be ex governor. You get airline. We are talking pilots. Oh, you they talk Okada.
Uncle Jimmy, please. You know you do a lot for us. I want you to help me, please.
Okay, I will help you. I go find woman.
Thank you.
Uncle Jimmy, when did that start?
I will find.
Deadline.
I'm there for the. I'm there for the masses.
I hear you.
I'm Mr. Deadline. Fix It.
Okay.
Well, you need
Master
your husband.
Master Arranger. See, there's a young lady here that has interest.
This was not born picking, no.
Okay.
This one is nothing more than.
I see. Okay.
And in any case, knowing her, she won't want a pilot. That kind of pilot.
No, is a land pilot? Okay.
Land pilot.
Okay.
Let's look at this. Doing is asking, can we ever become lovers? And she says, dear Bumi, I have this male colleague at work and we are very friendly. I think I've seen this before. Anyway, it doesn't matter. We see and chat with each other every day. We're both single and so far the relationship has been purely platonic, except for once or twice that we have kissed when slightly tipsy. Lately, I've been having fantasies about him. I'm not sure he feels the same way and I'm worried and I fear my true in our relationship. Does it? It doesn't. If you're both matured. How do I make the first move without making a fool of myself? This is doing. Doing is a lady. How does she let the guy know that she's interested? No, the guy could be interested, but he might have his fears.
Yeah, absolutely.
So how do you, what are the signs? Tell me, Jerry Uchi. You're not my coach.
Akijimi says, hey, I don't make the first move. So I'm the wrong person to be asking that question.
No, it's all the shakaraj, all this. This is for you to tell us something, Jerry.
That's it.
Philip, let me coach.
But really and truly.
Let me coach Philip.
Yeah.
Philip, most women who are like this are the most. They will do as I don't want to Jerry Kinikogin and I lie.
Jimmy, simple.
Fella called this Shakara Oloji.
Shakara for nothing. Jimmy, if you like the guy, bros, I like you. How far?
You will tell him.
That's all. If he like you, he like. If he not like you, he move forward. When he's not, he's a man, he's at his case. Excuse me.
No,
if he's not interested, you remove
friend,
from your front and you see another
friend,
person in your Falake, front.
Falake Duarte says that men is like waiting at bus stop.
Yeah.
The next bus always comes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
She hit it right on the head. So, hey.
So you recommend that Doni should
she?
Wait. Let us calm down so that we can get a sense of how best to do it.
Right.
Should it be by texts? Should it be by... You know, because the Bible teaches us, it's not by might. Should she do it by text? Should she do it by email? Should she do it by third party?
No.
Should she do it by eyelashes? You know? Or should she grab, just hold him from behind and say...
I'll give you all that is not needful.
What should she do?
Since she says they've been friends... Okay.
Yes.
And they've been hanged. I mean, they've been hanging out together.
Yes. And they've even kissed. Kilotuku.
So, hey, she can say that, you know, whatever his name is, hey, can we take this a step further? Just ask him.
Just like that.
Just like that.
What do you think the reaction of the man will be?
If he's
Should I tell you what his reaction will be?
Tell.
Can you guess? Can you guess? His reaction will be, if you tell him, oh, can we take this a step further? He goes, you follow what clear through. I use that word.
No, but really and truly.
And he might get scared because he might not know how much further you're thinking of. You know, his mind might race to the altar.
To the forest.
And then you now have to bring him back. So that might not be wise.
You reckon?
Yeah.
So, but hey, why is she killing? Is that, no, Uncle Jimmy, I'm sorry. The matter is simple. It's either the guy wants or he doesn't want. If he doesn't want, then let him move away from the girl's front. It's just that, yeah.
But some people believe that it's not right for a woman to make a first move.
No. Please, I'll disagree completely there. Okay? If a woman is mature and the guy she's talking to is mature, there's no big deal about it. You know? Yeah. Hey.
Okay. I thought you might want to know how I would react if that proposition is made to me. How do you think I would react?
You said you'll be. There's this one.
How do you think I would react?
Okay, you tell us. You tell us.
No, I'm asking how you think
how
that I would react.
How I think you would react.
Just in case there's somebody around who is thinking of it.
I'll be making ask that the person can.
In this day, in this day, in my mehorn, you know what they call mehorn?
That's
that means I'll
you
run.
Clear your throat.
That means it's quite clear throat. My throat is very clear. You run 440.
Oh, that means that you didn't like the girl in the first place.
There's no chance for liking anybody. Well, we got to go, Uche.
All right.
This subject is getting very sensitive.
I hear you. I hear you.
But before I go,
you must not stay on air, could you be?
No, it's not that, but I get frightened when we talk about things like this.
It's because it's coming days, too close to
for
home.
Days,
eh?
For days, I won't be able to sleep. You know, I'm a ja. Let me take one more call before we go.
Yeah.
Hello, good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Morning, sir. Who's calling?
Okay, my name is Ade Mashal.
Ade Mashal.
Ade Mashal.
No, please. Let's take another call. Please, when you call from a quiet background. That one there, it is
it's on the road.
He's a pilot.
ground pilot.
He's a ground pilot. He's on top of Ghana. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Am I speaking about you?
Yes, please. You just have 1 minute.
Okay. Great show you're having.
Thank you.
But the issue is, when a woman makes a move.
Yes.
At a man.
Yes.
Most times, the man takes advantage of the woman.
Oh, okay. That's so much. I didn't hear him. Yeah. I didn't quite hear him.
What he was trying to say there is that when a woman makes a move on the man,
yes.
The man tends to take it for granted.
Yes, takes advantage.
No, that's an immature man.
Very mature. No.
We
got
to go.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, there's a gentleman, he's a lawyer, he's a member of the body of benchers, Mr. Kunle Uthman, tough lawyer in Lagos. He wrote a letter to Governor Sanwo-Olu about this building. He always comments on things like this. He wrote a letter, which was quite interesting. So tomorrow, we're going to have him come discuss the letter here from 9 o'clock. You don't want to miss that, okay? And then on Friday, we have Heavy Wind at Deniji. We are going to talk about music. Heavy Wind is a saxophonist. I give him the credit. He's the one who created this bed that I have and the intro to my program. And I'm forever grateful to him. As soon as he heard I was going to start the program all over again, just called me one night and said, "Bros, I'm pushing something to you. That's what you're going to use." And it's his voice you hear when he says, "You listen to Jimmy Disu." So we'll have him here. Awesome. And also, awesome. He acts fella in the musical Austin Peters. Yes, he's the one who acts fella, and he did it quite well. Okay. So, Kelvin, you must call in tomorrow. Okay. Whether you like it or not, I'm the one knocking. I'm knocking Kelvin's door. You must be ready. Then on Saturday, you remember I had Yemi Candid Johnson on Tuesday. We were talking about the Odili saga, Mary Odili saga. And we've now decided that on Saturday we want to look at our husband saga itself. Who, it is said, got what we all consider to be a perpetual injunction. He has gone back to do research and see in the law courts, law reports, whether we have about 5-6 examples of that and the implications. Because I find it quite weird that you would get
a perpetual injunction
that you can't investigate it.
So
I'm not a lawyer, and things I don't know about, I ask. So he's going to help us put everything in perspective and understanding on Saturday. Okay, so please note that is the Peter Odili issue we are going to tackle on Saturday, okay? And then the recent developments, his passport seized, his wife's house raided, and so on and so forth. Okay, so that's what you need to look forward to. Thank you very much, Uche.
Thank you so much.
I hope by the next time you come, the price of gas will have gone down.
Wishful
thinking. Okay, the Tekkers will be here any minute from now. I'll see the head of Tekke 2, followed by Tekke 1. Tekke 2 is Mrs. Tekke, and Tekke 1 is Mr. Tekke. But they usually leave Tekke 3 behind, who is my own friend.
Ah, and that's their baby.
How old is he? Tekke 3 is about 3 years old.
About
3 years. Okay. I love that guy. If they're looking for that baby and can't find it, you should come to my house. I'll see you all tomorrow at 9, okay? Bye.
Bye-bye.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.